Hello. We have two cards, September 8th and 9th, 2022, and they are the Wheel of Fortune, the Nine of Swords reversed, and the Queen of Coins. Winning the lottery, or I should have played the lottery. We have a Virgo card, and this is Virgo season, so if not now, when? You can't win if you don't play, says someone I know who sells lottery tickets but doesn't play himself. There is a certain undeniable logic to that simple fact, but Virgos, and to a degree, all of the suit of Earth, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, are pretty grounded, financially speaking. You'll find all three members of the court carefully handling their money. The page, queen, and king all manage large gold shiny discs on their respective cards. The Nine of Swords, Libra, Aquarius, Gemini, in the reverse, depending on how you look at it, seems out of place in between the most fortunate Wheel of Fortune and the businesswoman of the suit, the Queen of Coins, in the upright and in the upcoming position. I like these cards. Queens all have the feminine element of water, which is what makes her or him a queen. The suit of water is the suit of intuition, and this queen of money gazes down at the round gold disc she holds in her lap, looking as if she's looking into a crystal ball. The Queen of Coins is a wise investor. As a profession, she may even be in banking, real estate, investing, smaller family business. She is also a devoted mother, practical and reliable. But wise investment isn't always about cash investment. It is a card of gambling, but the Queen of Coins does not place her bets frivolously. Investment of time and labor are also considered. With the great Wheel of Fortune in the past, you gambled or took a chance, and it paid off. There doesn't seem to be a worry in the world here, although we know this Mother of Earth, as she is also known, usually does. The Queen of Coins sits on her throne in a lush garden surrounded by flowers and usually a fertile little bunny. On this traditional card, there is an arbor of roses and green grass. We see a valley of green rows of crops and in the distance, water blue mountains. I think there are 20 cards with mountains in the tarot deck, on this card symbolizing obstacles and the trials overcome by the Queen of Pentacles. The Nine of Swords is the losing sleep card, and in the upright, it's a very uncomfortable, tortured card. In a word, this is the worry card and can get very dark if we let it. The suit is mental. In the reverse, this is no need to worry energy to me. Years ago, I asked the great Otis of the bottom of the cup in New Orleans who around me I could rely on. Yourself, honey. You can rely on yourself. Well, I slept very well that night. Best advice ever. In real time, it's raining 2 days early. And up in the blue-tinged mountains off in the distance towards Big Bear Lake, it seems to be falling on the fire. It feels like winning the lottery.